to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all review McManus Family Vineyards Petite Syrah from California. Further, a new game is introduced to the show as Scott and Becky both argue pro and con certain things in the wine world. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by, well, a very well, let's just say, adorned. Did you buy everything in the gift shop at the soccer place, or just a couple things?
These are old items I've had for many, many moons.
Many moons?
Long before there were soccer shirts in Columbus, Ohio.
Long before there was soccer,
probably. I'm adorned with the best football team in the world's kit, Liverpool Reds. Glorious win today.
Oh.
Good evening, folks.
I don't trust a sport where you can't use your hands. So, just joking.
What?
Also on the show is Triple B. I know that sounded bad, but I meant it to. Go ahead.
Also on the show?
Oh, you know what? The point of the show is the Triple B.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm also very well adorned.
You are in pajamas.
Right, pajamas with a glitter on them.
With glitter.
You are swagged up with some glitter.
Yeah.
You look very nice tonight, too.
It's because I'm wearing a Louisville sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm wearing a Louisville hoodie. Yes, very excited.
We're all dressed to the nines.
He's kissing ass.
It's like Savile Row here on the show.
Yeah.
On tonight's show, though, Savile Row must wait because we have a wine that is... Well, it's been historically undervalued.
It's undervalued.
It's so undervalued. It's a winery that people just don't appreciate. They undervalue it. I mean, there are wine pundits, experts in the field that suggest that this winery is very undervalued. I know none of you know what I'm talking about because you don't know who this douchebag is.
This is taking us back to our roots, folks.
Yes. Aside from the name, you don't know who he is, and that's Steve Bodie. Remember Steve Bodie? He can go fuck himself. Stevie always has said, well, written, he quoted himself saying that McManus is an undervalued wine. We don't know what that means. Does that mean it should be $13 because this is $11.99? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what that means. But tonight we're going to find out because we have McManus Family Vineyards Petite Syrah on the show. Yes, I bought a Petite Syrah.
Which you said you'd never do.
And I did it. You know what they also have in this same line? At the same price, Petit Verdot. That's interesting.
Where'd you buy this?
Is it?
Wine.com. Mm-hmm. Not at a store.
Come is on. That interesting?
It's yes, it is interesting. I've never seen a straight, quasi 100% thereabouts Petit Verdot for under. I've just never seen it.
I know.
I mean, why would I mean, I'm fascinated.
Why is a good word?
Yes. If this wine is, you know, good. You should, we'll buy that just to try their Petit Verdot, I guess.
We will?
Well, I might by myself then, maybe. I don't know. Regardless.
I would think that the wine to try, if we enjoy this, would be the Pinot.
Because it's so undervalued?
Because it's so undervalued.
I don't know. It's so undervalued. Oh. And he said that kind of exasperated. Well, he didn't say it. He wrote it in his little diary blog.
Very
exasperated. It's so undervalued. Quoting myself, it's so undervalued.
Exclamation mark, question mark.
Question mark. Mark. Yes, upside down. Because he doesn't know what language he speaks.
Ampersand.
And the Pinophile, I don't think the Pinophile has an opinion on Petite Syrah, does he? That's not the Pinophile.
That's his new voice. I bought the website out.
I
get to do whatever voice I
wait
want.
Wait a minute, you're the Pinophile.
I am now.
Okay, he took the bottle of fisheye offer.
Well,
yeah, up at a bottle of what, that little penguin stuff, too?
The little penguin stuff.
Did you just a tour of cheap Australia?
There you go.
Yes, bottle sideshow.
Ugh.
Then you tipped it over. It's like, well, okay, I'll throw in Lindeman's Bin 65. Maybe even the Gentleman's Collection.
I love my wife dearly.
Okay.
Great. Guess what she brought home from the grocery on Friday?
What?
A bottle of sideshow.
Well, yeah, that was inevitable, Scott. It was just inevitable.
Because. It's like inevitable. If we do something really bad on the show, she picks it up.
Let me just tell you this, Scott. You know what Becky's never brought home?
A bottle of Sancho.
That's right. Ever.
Well, she did bring
home a random kit sometime.
She did bring home Stella Rose.
Oh, Rosa. That's a gift.
Stella Rosa.
That too.
Oh, by the way, too.
All those are on end cap placement in Giant Eagle right now.
Okay. And for point of order, and the Triple B mentioned that I should have mentioned this, but I forgot. She did get that as a gift, okay. The Stella Rosa. She also got the Ball Sweat Rosé from Charles Shaw as a gift. And her sister bought the Cupcake Moscato.
Rachel did?
Yeah, we didn't buy it, but she left it in our refrigerator.
Really?
Yes. When? I think at the beach. So, ergo, none of those wines were bought by anybody, lest you think we would spend our money on those things.
You know what, though?
That's right.
I'm buying McManus.
And she flew. Yes. And so she was like, if you guys want it, you can have it. That's right.
That was very generous.
Yes. I had to save all my money to buy McManus Petite Sirah.
For what? Possessions $11.99
is the law.
$11.99. What was she going to do? Drink it?
That's right. She would have loved it.
She might have. She should buy the Moscato di Asti. Because it's bubbles. By the way, I saw a Magnum of Stella Rosa for like $27 or $28 at the store. Oh, so folks,
I can't believe they get $12 for that.
I can't believe no. So we're gonna take a break, and then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So the 17 McManus Petite Sirah, I'm sorry, McManus Family Vineyards. We want to give the whole name in. Yeah. We're going to swing over to the Triple B, who has some interesting information about this wine, I do believe. Do you not?
Do you want information about the wine or the winery?
What is more interesting?
It's a little bit stressful to me that their last name is IS instead of US.
I know. I typed US like 80 times.
But anyways... They farm over 3,600 acres of premium wine grapes. It's pretty big. Fifth generation, and now the whole family basically works there.
Hmm.
Which I feel like it's not great.
It's not?
No. I mean, it's fine. It is. It's whatever.
Hmm.
They have some really cute kids in their family, though.
Hmm.
Really, really cute kids. Okay, so Petite Sirah.
Yes.
Do you notice how we're not getting any? So this says it's a delicious wine from front to back, leading with aromas and flavors of chocolate, caramel, toffee, and rich black fruit. The mid palate is driven by mocha notes that carry through to the long, luxurious finish.
Are black fruits rotten? Is that what they mean? Black fruits?
No.
Savory fruits.
Dark fruits? Well, that'd be red fruit.
No. Plum?
Yeah, maybe.
Black cherry.
Purplish.
We say black fruit. We've said that.
Dark fruit. We say dark, don't we?
I don't know. I don't... But yeah, black fruit's a thing.
Questionable.
I think if we could pull caramel and toffee, that would be delightful.
Never had that.
I know. The grapes for the Petite Sirah are typically harvested between September and October with an average Brix.
Yes.
What's that mean?
Sugar?
It's sugar count.
Mm-hmm. Of 25.5.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, high or low?
Could be. I don't know.
After fermenting on the skins for 6 to 9 days, the must is pressed, and the resulting wine will finish fermentation in stainless steel tanks. The wine is then aged on a combination of new and used French and American oak for 7 months.
Mm-hmm. And a factoid, it's 81% Petite Sirah, 16% tannin, and 3% Terolego that we can never pronounce.
Yeah, Terolego maybe?
Who knows? Isn't it Italian?
So.
We've seen it in something. I don't remember what the hell it was, but it's not that interesting, actually. But and I believe they claim that they use those last two in the blend to give it color and depth. But in reality, yeah. Petite Sirah is this color normally.
And why would it need more body?
Oh, have you had it? Do you
I'm
know?
I'm just saying, why would a Petite Sirah need more body?
Well, if you never had their petite sirah.
The other thing, so they're pretty big on sustainability, which is great. But honestly, every time I see that or organic in a wine, I'm like,
Benzinger is organic, and their wine tastes like.
Well, it's a big
it's great, but it makes me nervous.
Thing, and I, you know, again, in the States, you can put anything on the label you want.
Yes, it's but it's certified sustainable, Scott. It says they're on the label.
It's certified green too. Lodi rules.
It's also, yes, predominantly from, it is predominantly from Lodi, but also the Valley.
Yeah.
Where,
another
so if
review,
you look at their vineyards, it looks to me they're all in Lodi.
Mm-hmm. Another review is talking about black fruit, says boysenberry, cassis, and blackberry.
All right.
Well, we're talking about black fruit, so
there we go.
Cassis. Is
same. But yeah.
Alcohol 13.5 for a petite sirah, touch on the low side.
Yeah. Well, we have, well, yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. Maybe that just means it's a little more fruit forward.
Mm.
Maybe. But it will be undervalued regardless. It does have a couple of reviews, though.
Yeah. I found
and accolades.
Winning reviews.
I found the first one was from the Wine Enthusiast.
Okay.
And they provided it 86 of their points. Not a lot of points.
It's not a lot of points.
That is, Dornfelner points.
Uh-huh.
But they wrote, aromas of smoke and rubber dominate on the nose of this rich, full-bodied wine. It has an earthy streak on the palate, too, but it has a fruit core that makes it enjoyable nonetheless.
So this will remind you of when you were a kid and you were burning rubber on your bike tires, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean rubber. It said rubbers. No, just
burnt rubbers.
No, not burnt, just rubbers. Rubber. Rubber. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
And speaking of rubbers, the second review is completely different because it's by the tasting panel. All of them. It's like the Illuminati. They're all grouped together.
Oh,
you know, they see the bat signal. They all come together. It was like the Justice League or the Avengers, one of those.
Oh.
It's a power group.
Oh.
Yeah. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young of wine reviewers.
Well.
We think. We have no idea who the tasting panel is, but they provided this wine 92 of their points, which is a lot more than 86.
That's a lot more than 86.
Yes, it's a James Suckling 92.
Wow.
And they wrote, purple black in color. Okay. This densely sumptuous red offers up nose of... See, Jeff from wine.com distracted me, asking me if he could help me find a great wine. Red offers up a nose of blueberries.
The bot named Jeff.
Yes, that probably is. And blue floral tones. Chalky, teeth-gripping tannins work well with a mouth-watering array of ripe blue and black fruit. Okay. Dark chocolate and a streak of graphite, which it should, lend gravitas as tannin and telorego add body and color. Yes.
They claim that this was a best buy from the Enthusiast.
86? Well, it's cheap.
That's what it says.
Let me see.
It says best buy from the May 2019.
It is best buy. Yeah. Huh. Well, hey, whatever.
That ad money will... It won't get you more than 86.
It's because they're sustainable. Then you found another review?
Oh, I found some individual people reviews, which are always my favorite.
Oh,
they are
yes.
fun.
So... These people have, like this Ryan. Ryan, I don't know. 694 reviews on Vivino.
That's
after
a lot.
It opens up, rich and jammy. The aroma is cherry pie.
She's my cherry pie.
And the
pie.
Flavor is stewed fruit with a hint of spice. Rich and round mouthfeel.
Mmm.
I like her review.
Cherry pie.
If I read this, I would be like, no, I'm not bringing that. But then Paul says, dark fruits, cherries, plums, some chocolate and vanilla on the palate. Misspelled palate, but it's fine.
Well, yeah.
Some acidity, but it doesn't take over. Good value for money any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Terry, I like McManus wines, but this is the first time I've tried the Petite Sirah. Like all the other wine from McManus, I really like this one. It's full body, and I taste of plum dark cherry. I think she said, I taste of.
Yes, she does. She does.
No. She's somebody's cherry pie.
But she does have three comments. I agree with you, Terry.
You do
I
taste
love
McManus
like. McManus wine.
I love the way you taste.
And definitely.
Mm.
And definitely?
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
If you take all those three together, you've got quite a review.
Then somebody put the eggplant cherries of emojis next to each other. Or,
right.
You know, it's like, ooh. Right. Yes. Sexy.
That's a big zucchini in your grocery basket.
What's that?
I said, I feel very awkward now that I read that review of Terry's.
Yeah. Well, at least we know what she tastes like.
I don't know why you feel awkward about it.
Yeah. So.
She's proud.
So it's been a minute since I've had a Petite Sirah. Can you do like a overview?
What you mean what it should taste like or what this will taste like?
What it should.
What it should taste like is big, full-bodied red. The fruit tends to be a little restrained by the tannin. You might have a little pencil-lead graphite edge to it, too. That's atypical of a Petite Sirah.
Atypical.
It's atypical.
Atypical means not common.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Correct.
I'm sorry.
Atypical. That's one of his things.
I know. It's
I know what
atypical.
The listener knows what he means. They love when he says atypical.
It's atypical characteristic.
That's what I was saying.
Would okay.
No.
Atypical characteristic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I don't know. I'm saying atypical, but yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Still.
Okay. So
grammar aside, I'm confused. I don't know what the hell I was saying. No, I
pencil
often
a lot of tannins, full should. Bodied,
dark fruit,
but
savory
I,
fruit.
Normally, though, the tannin weighs over on the fruit and restrains it a little bit, so they tend to be a little tighter.
What about
atypically?
And.
Sugar or mouthfeel?
Well, we wouldn't want to see. It should be dry.
Oh, it should be dry as dry can be. And oftentimes, Petite Sirah is going to, when it's young, usually on a good Petite Sirah, you want to set it down for a little bit.
You do. But this is not for McManus.
We'll see.
What's undervalued?
It's undervalued.
So undervalued, actually.
You're so undervalued.
So undervalued.
You're so undervalued.
It all tastes right. Like cherries.
It is black.
Black. Like Bodhi's soil and soul.
It was at the mall. It was so undervalued.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I'm Steve Buddy.
I do smell graphite.
Quote myself. Yes. Okay.
I forgot about that. The pencil lead smell.
It's not the darkest Petite Sirah I've ever had in a glass.
Scott, that was motor oil. This is very dark.
It's dark, but it's not the darkest. There's a
tinge of watery edge. Was it that bullshit Stag's Leap stuff you always like, and it's not that good, and it costs $50 a bottle retail?
I smell oak, and I smell pencil lead.
It's pretty dark, but it's more of a plummy than a black.
Yes.
But it's supposed to be plummy. It's not black. It's not Australian motor oil, known as Shiraz.
It's not the darkest Petite Sirah I've ever had.
Oh, you're so great. So cool.
I've had darker Petite Sirahs than this.
The nose does have a little bit of pencil lead, but there is a little bit of vulcanized rubber.
I get more of the rubber than the pencil lead than any minerality. It's that.
And a blueberry.
Oh.
Just one.
I almost smell something. I think it's like the toasted vanilla, but it almost, to me, smells like cedar.
Well, it's so muddled together, it's really hard to pull things out individually.
Yeah. You know, when you walk into like a cedar closet, that smell.
It has a bit of a, yeah. But it is very muddled.
Everything's layered under methylated alcohol. That's the number one thing there.
It's the clear coat of methylated alcohol.
Yeah, it's.
And, yeah, a little bit of vanilla.
I get more of the vulcanized rubber than anything.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, we're tasting.
Rob was going down the street and locked the tires up on his Huffy. And it was a hot summer day on the sidewalk. He was marking up his dad's sidewalk. You could smell that burnt rubber.
That is so undervalued. No. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. It tastes like Petite Sirah. It's not overtly big. It's not. There's no residual sugar issues.
It's not that tannic.
It's not that tannic.
It's not that big.
No.
It's fine. It's fine.
Well, it's okay for a $10 or $12 Petite Sirah, I suppose.
I was really looking forward to the tannins. That's kind of a bummer.
It's a little spicy. It's a little bit of a spiciness in the finish.
That might come from the tannin.
Or the Terlago, actually.
It could.
Yeah.
Do you think when they were making this, they realized it wasn't that tannic and tried to add some other wines to it?
Self-awareness isn't one thing we've noticed about a lot of these wineries.
Well, and
it has tannin. I mean, once again, it's not that it isn't tannic.
It's not.
But it's not tannic as we would expect because correct. We are... When we drink Petite Syrahs, we drink Petite Syrahs.
I like Petite Syrahs.
This shit from you, but you drink Turley Petite Syrah.
I love Turley Petite Syrah.
Well, that's not really fair.
Tannic,
not fair to this.
It's
not fair.
Tannic wouldn't be the first five adjectives I would use to describe this.
No,
so. I agree. Good call.
No, yeah. No. But think of Remember Greystone? Is that what that was? That cheap Petite Syrah we have.
Did we do a Petite Syrah there or Merlot?
Petite Syrah.
Okay.
This is actually more structured. We like that an awful lot, but this has a little bit more structure and it's a little more traditional than that one. That one's a little bit more ripe fruit.
Well, one of those.
It's not a bad one.
Reviews from Vivino talked about this round mouthfeel. It really does have a round mouthfeel.
Yeah. It does have a round mouthfeel.
Nice.
Now, I wouldn't call it lush or big, but it's just kind of this nice, pleasant mouthfeel. That would be, for me, probably my favorite characteristic of this thing after just one pull.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly fine. It tastes like Petite Syrah, just not a big one. It tastes like an inexpensive Petite Syrah, but it doesn't taste like a bad wine. It doesn't taste like a cheap piece of shit.
Right.
It tastes like a reasonable representation of proper Petite Syrah within a budget.
And you know what?
It has a decent little finish. It has an opening, a middle, and an end. And it's all fine. It's not too oaky.
You barely know that it's oaked at all, honestly.
It has pleasant fruit, but it's all within the boundaries. It's actually well-balanced in reality. It's a well-balanced wine.
The more we're talking about this, the more it sounds like we kind of dig it.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with it at all.
I don't mind
it at all, actually.
I don't.
The wine is not sugary at all,
nope.
But the fruit lends like a sweetness to it.
Yeah, and that's probably the thing that stands out. That's probably the least Petite Syrah like.
Yeah.
The fruit expresses a little sweet.
I'll tell you
it's
what.
It's fine though.
Well, yeah,
it's enjoyable. And it's difficult to explain it because it's not sugary.
No, no, no.
It's just like a natural fruit sweetness.
Yeah,
it's
and we talk about it all the time.
Like a bright Bing cherry.
Not a sweet wine, but sweet expression of fruit.
Okay, this time get a decent mouth pull and get a lot of air in it. You will find the tannin. You will find it.
Oh, yeah.
It's there. It's just under a lot of layers. And you don't find it quaffing, which is something that isn't all that unusual with Petite Syrahs.
When I bring a lot of air in, that's when I really get the oak at the end.
Well, there's
like
a little bit.
The back.
But there isn't. It's not on that much oak. We don't know the percentages. I don't know if it's 100% on the 7 months.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it might be, though. No.
It's not a off-putting thing at all. It's very nice. I think it's well oaked.
Honestly, they did a good job with this.
Yeah,
I do too. I actually think it's very good
for what it is.
Yeah. It tastes like Petite Syrah. I would rather buy this than your Stag's Leap at 40.
Oh yeah, sure.
I mean, at 11. I mean, this is one though you're gonna have and you're gonna drink within the year.
You better.
No moron is collecting McManus. Well, maybe the tasting panel, but we don't know who they are anyway. And Steve Bode, of course.
92 is freaking crazy on this.
Well,
come on. Anyway, but it's nice.
But we don't know, Scott. They might, and some of these places might have different classifications that say, hey, this is a 92 for under 20.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that. They might have that. I don't know. I'm going to assume the tasting panel does not review Old Brion or Les Pines because they wouldn't know who they were when they called to get a sample.
There's that.
Are you all tasting any of that mocha, caramel, toffee?
Not so much.
Yes.
Maybe a little of the mocha.
Mocha?
A little bit.
More of the chocolate than mocha.
I taste what they think is the caramel and all that stuff.
And what is it?
It's a little bit of the residual leftover from the cherry that's leading into the oak. And one can pretend that it tastes like those things, but I could also pretend a lot of things. I'm pretending that the salami that we're eating tonight is a Burial Ham that costs $120 a pound. It's not, but I'm pretending. I'm also pretending it's a dry-aged ribeye, a 90-day dry-aged ribeye with Stilton on top of it. It's not, but hey, whatever.
Right.
So that's the same thing with your caramel and your, or maybe it's caramel, or in your toffee. It's not, but yeah, it's near, you know, we can all have our imaginations.
Just my imagination.
Use your imagination.
Running away with me.
Yes. But
there was Carmel and McManus. No. Chocolate. I don't get coffee.
I think it was toffee.
Toffee.
But I don't get either one of those.
One of those we got toffee. One of them we got coffee. That is what it is.
I mean, yeah. Maxwell House.
No.
Well, the wet grounds, like from 2 days before. No, it's not fresh.
What I'm not getting is the minerality.
But I know, and you always are. You're Mr. Minerality. You're all about the minerality.
You want the grounds.
You're looking for okay, it's on the nose, Scott. But you're looking for minerality in a Lodi Petite Sirah for $12.
I'm just saying.
You'll have to stick to your organic rosés from Charles Shaw to get your minerality, okay? I wonder if, like, you have, like, an iron deficiency or something like that that makes you...
Oh, he's like Ollie. He's going to start licking the
bricks. Yeah. You know, that didn't
love it.
Turn out well for Ollie. You'll end up dead in a Christmas tree. So.
Too soon.
How dare you?
Somebody asked
I'll wrap you up in plastic and put you to the end of the line.
On Friday, someone said, how many Christmas trees do you guys put up, Becky? And I was like, hang on, I'm not actually sure.
Well, we used to have.
Yeah.
That one's too big anyway. That really fucked me my back up.
I know.
So, that was horrible. I should have went to the doctor. What the hell?
But that was pre-keto, Rob. You could handle it now.
Well, you're
lean and svelte and more physically fit.
Fair, probably, yes, but that doesn't change the fact of the way I...
It was a big freaking tree.
It was a big tree. And it just came down awkward. And I don't remember if you, it was around... it was in 14. It was right around the football games.
I think I only saw it up once.
Yeah, well, when I was injured. And so, like the Alabama game. Remember how I had to...
Oh, yeah.
I was pregnant.
I had to sit in that chair and not move.
You couldn't move.
That was what it was from. That
Christmas. Did I move that chair for you?
I appreciate it.
He's
terrible shit.
He's a bit of a baby when he's sick or injured, isn't he?
That was really.
Oh, bad. There was a roll eye. Comment. Come on.
Robbing his back.
It's been much better since keto.
Yeah.
Much better.
It has.
Mm-hmm.
But when
I've pulled
sick,
my back out since he has.
Yeah?
Yeah, my back. I have a little shoulder thing. But that's because Henry and I play tackle football in the backyard.
That's because Henry beat you up on a regular basis.
Now it's more William. See
Henry
my face?
Had a friend over it's on William. Friday, and his little friend is quite a bit bigger than Henry. I don't know about stronger, but bigger. And he was like, when's Henry's dad going to be home? We're going to have fight time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know that Henry's dad can take you and Henry and
William. Okay, in fairness, he and his friend
I'm
are
so
a couple,
glad this woman protects
a little pretty boys. But I explained to Henry, I don't have fight time with other people's children.
I know.
I said, I'll fight you. I'll fight William. I'll fight Luke. But someone else's child, I'm not going to fight them.
Even like Nash, I feel like would be weird.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Even your nephew.
We could have a Nerf gun fight.
Sure.
But not a fight.
The mom.
It's really
the
not appropriate.
The mom came to get him. And then like 10 minutes later, Rob got home. And I was like, you just really dodged a huge, huge bullet here.
Normally they try to get me with Nerf guns and I take them out.
Mm-hmm. So what are you all thinking about this?
I'm thinking it's undervalued as a wine.
it's funny.
Undervalued.
It kind of is undervalued.
Well, no, I do want to try some of the other things.
Yeah.
It
for all this price. Mm-hmm.
It does make me want to try their Pinot. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. It makes me want to try their Pinot.
I want to try their Petit Verdot. You get the
what
Pinot.
What else do they have, Petit Verdot?
Everything.
Like Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
The whole.
Hmm? Yeah. Sauvignon Blanc, Cab, Merlot.
Zin.
Yes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is very pleasing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a bottle of wine that you'd buy and drink occasionally.
Barbera. Vignier.
Hmm.
Pinot Grigio from Lodi.
No. I think there might be some misses in this portfolio, but this isn't one of them. This is a base hit. Rounding first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be interested. What do you think about their Merlot?
That's the red I'd be afeared of.
I don't know. I think you do the cab. I would just try the Petit Verdot because that's just weird. And I like Petit Verdot, and it's a big tannic bastard normally. It'd be interesting to see what they can... And it's so fickle. It's such a hard grape to grow. It ripens, I think, at different times than everything else. It'd be interesting to see what they could pull off with it. It really would be cool to try that.
I can't believe you guys haven't had this Zin, because I feel like for a very long time, all we did was drink Zin.
You have to buy it on wine.com. Yeah, I can't find it.
I've never seen it. McManus, you can see the Pinot Noir in the stores.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it at Home Buys, I think.
Really?
Yeah, their Pinot Noir, it says it's light purple in color and is bursting with aroma and flavor, leading with ripe red cherry, strawberry cream, and raspberry notes. The wine is silky on the palate.
Mm.
With red fruit and vanilla undertones, culminating in a clean, lasting finish. And it's oaked 6 months, French and American.
But where did you read that?
Their website.
Well, yeah, but they're not going to write, you know, it tastes like Pits Arbor off, Mist.
Like everything else you make me drink.
But I don't do that. You like McManus. I let you pick it tonight.
You did.
I know. And there was a landmine or two in that group, but you chose wisely. You missed out, I think, on the best. Although I like this. I like this a lot, actually.
What did you think was the best?
I think that Pina that we have in there might be the best.
Mm. It was either cool. This or the Tempranillo.
Yeah, the Protocolo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
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 Well, yeah, the Protocolo is very good.
Let's play your potpourri game.
We are. Folks, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to have a battle, a debate battle. Pros and cons is the name I made up for it. Here on the Wine Bowl.
So unique.
It is unique.
I think we need more pour.
I know. And we'll be right back with that here on the Wine Vault. We're back, folks. So in tonight's potpourri, we have a new game.
A new game. Well, I'm excited.
Now, we've done a variant of this before, but Scott bitched so much, so I decided to make it more formal. On tonight's show, we have a game called Pro and Con. I have a little bowl full of things written on it. The little piece of paper. And in this, there's multiple different things that are in there.
Categories.
Well, topics.
Okay.
So you pull out something, and I'm not saying it's in there, but say there's a card that says France, for instance. The person that pulls out the piece of paper, they first have to announce whether or not they're going to...
Before they read it.
Yes, before they read the topic, they're going to have to state whether or not they're going to argue for the topic or against it. Mm. Now, whichever they choose...
Are we allowed to do any research, or is it off the
top?
No
research.
Off the top.
Off the top.
Okay.
And if you can't, you just say, I just like in a debate, I have nothing to add.
Mm.
And that might actually win, seeing that Scott's talking. But then your opponent, Becky or Scott, will then argue the opposite.
Oh.
And I will judge.
Okay.
Because that's fun for me.
All right.
We'll give just a simple 1 point for a win.
Okay.
For a round, we'll do 5 rounds. So Becky's going to start off. She has a piece of paper. Are you going to... argue pro or con?
Starts
off with a negative.
Con.
A little bit of an upset.
I don't
folks.
Know what this is.
Well, read it. What does it say?
Dr. Vinny.
Oh, you have to throw that back in. Yeah, that's true. You don't know Dr. Vinny. He's a Wine Spectator columnist. That was a good one. I thought you might not know that one.
Pro is he normally gives us good material to make fun of.
I kind of chewed you out, too, because I was like, you're going to put stuff in there that I don't know.
That's a good example, Scott. That, though, is a good argument.
That's pro.
I'm still going to stay con.
Okay, say con.
Oh,
Becky.
So good.
Okay, con.
Go ahead.
What's the topic?
It's something that... we've spoken about selling your name.
Oh,
like, i.e. Kim Crawford, right?
Yes,
that's
selling your name. That's
of.
Why it's in there.
Okay. But you're a con.
I am a con.
You're going to argue against that.
It's pretty easy. I understand.
Yes. I'm narrating. I'm commentating.
Okay. So is it supposed to be like 30 seconds, 60 seconds?
As long as you want. Oh, well, I know, Scott. Cut Scott the fuck off. But you
what? Of course you'll cut me off when I'm making a good point.
That's not going to happen. Okay, go ahead, Beck.
Hey.
So for this debate, I will use Kim Crawford. Kim Crawford is a man in New Zealand, sold his winery to Constellation or somebody.
Yeah, but Treasury or Constellation.
Somebody for, I think, like $20 million, something like that. So I understand that that is a lot of money, but he gave them free reign to make whatever they wanted with his name. Mm-hmm. That's where my problem is. If you're going to stay on like Mary Edwards, if you're going to stay on and be the winemaker, that's fine. But when it is your name, I don't know that you can put a price on it. And so now Kim Crawford has a new winery called Love Block. But nobody, unless you're doing the research, you don't know that that's where it comes from. Mm. And I just feel like you should have more integrity, make your own money. Obviously, Kim Crawford likes making wine and is very, very good at it. I don't know why you sell your name.
Mm. Well,
and Scott now is going to talk about that, being
specific
a pro
to Kim Crawford. Kim Crawford still makes really good wine. We like their wine still. So in terms of integrity, they still make good wine. It's just, it's probably not as good as Love Block, but it's still pretty good. But what's wrong with making money? I mean, particularly in this age where it can be tough to bank that money, that real life-changing money. And, you know, people want to take care of their kin, their grandkids, and make that money that lasts all. I mean,
generational money.
Generational money.
And by
What's
the way, it was more than, it was more than 20 million, I think.
I thought,
yeah,
but
I think it was 30. 20
it was
30.
More than that.
No,
it was a shit ton.
I think it was 30.
I remember that I would sell my name. That's all.
We did
you
have
would
that
sell
discussion.
Your name for
a bottle of McManus Petite Syrah. They're like, yes.
Oh, I think. I get your argument about the integrity, but I don't think this is an integrity issue. This is taking care of your family business. This is taking care. This is putting money in the banks that changes people's lives.
All right.
I'm not for it.
I'm not going to reveal who won that round. Okay, I'm not going to do that yet. I'll do that at the end. So, Scott, you draw the next one. By the way, both of you did an excellent job. Not Scott, but you know.
I'm going pro.
You're going pro. Pro.
Because I'm not a negative person.
Okay, should be. What's the topic?
I should be a negative person.
Pro what?
North Carolina wines.
Oh, North Carolina. That's the hard one. See, that,
you know,
it gets harder, doesn't it?
You know the best thing about North Carolina wines? They do some unusual wines. In some vineyards, I couldn't. You know, I'm not going to name
don't have
a few.
Any knowledge, but yeah, go ahead.
They make some wonderful Petite Mansings.
You've been to that?
That's unusual grape.
You tried that before?
I've not.
Okay.
But I know some people who have, and they glow effusively about North Carolina wines.
Hmm.
North Carolina, drier wines. Y'all come down here and see.
Okay.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Well done, Scott. You did use the word effusively, so that helped you.
Well, you know.
Go ahead.
So I'm pro.
You're con.
Negatory.
I'm con North Carolina wines.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we went to North Carolina and we went to different wineries, every winery had a Cab Franc, which was truly so revolting, I can't even tell you.
A Cab Franc.
Yes. My stomach hurt for hours.
Franklin.
After drinking it. And then it became a running joke about, like, Frank makes this in his bathtub while he's sitting in his bathtub and on and on and on. So Cab Franc, terrible. Truly, like, awful, awful. The other thing is they
Except
do...
funny.
They do a lot of fruit wines, like strawberry wine, blueberry wine, raspberry. I don't even know what else we had. But... they're not even able to make wine.
Are you suggesting that it's inconsistent at best?
I was just going to say that they don't even really like normal wine.
Especially Myrtle Beach.
So how can they make wine? Myrtle Beach is in South Carolina.
Yeah, that'd be in South Carolina. I think you just lost a point, wine guy.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know how they can be considered winemakers when they don't even like wine and they're just making fruity versions.
I think we call Myrtle Beach South Carolina so we can say we went to South Carolina on vacation. And it's across the border, other than that. Okay.
And it's in South Carolina.
Okay, but we'll agree to disagree. Okay, so now on to Becky.
Are you scoring us as we go?
Yes. Oh. I'm not announcing the score.
Okay.
You're both doing very well.
Oh, wait.
It's so scary.
I saw it.
All right, well, then pick another
one.
I'm
really sad. Oh. It's a great one.
Don't be sad. Are you going pro or con?
I'll go pro.
There's one in there.
See, this goes against my very nature. I'm such a positive person. I can't be negative. But I'll do it just for the show.
And what is
I'll bend.
Pro, Becky?
The one that I picked last time before I said pro or con was the Principino.
Oh.
And I'm so sad.
Why'd you turn that away?
Because I hadn't already said pro or con.
Did you put it back in there, though?
Yeah.
You might find it again. It'd be a con. Okay, go ahead. What
okay.
is?
So I picked Ohio Wines.
Oh.
Mm.
So this is really difficult for me.
It's difficult for everyone. Scott has he has fish and they're in a barrel.
So what I would say, I would go ahead and call out that in Ohio they don't normally grow their own grapes and then make their own wine. They usually import them from somewhere else. So granted.
Well, they do make their own stuff. You just don't drink it.
You shouldn't drink it.
No.
I'm going to just talk about the imported wine, which we've had. We had Hocking Hills Pinot. Truly a delight. It does bother me a lot that they import it. But, you know, if you're able to make that money, go ahead. That's all I got.
Yeah, I'm going to have to point out that
positive.
You were not
no,
that positive.
That's all I got. What
episode.
Else am I supposed to say?
Well, there's,
besides making money.
I'm not going to help Scott with his argument.
Okay, so listen, they could be buying total pig slop wine and then able to transform it into something beautiful. And I think that's what happened.
Okay. Yeah. Glowing.
You didn't at the time. But
you
that's
did
sure.
not at the time.
Sure,
you still don't.
Sure.
Yeah, you're biting your tongue as you
sure.
say that.
Sure.
I think the word integrity, we're questioning. You
if
question
I
a winemaker's integrity.
My
yes.
microphone, I
do it. No, go ahead. I'm waiting for
there
it.
There are categories in this basket that will do this to both of you. Trust
we've
me.
A lot of states.
Ohio wines, diuretics.
Diuretics.
If you're constipated, you could drink them and
what
they
you're
would
using
cause
them
the
for.
Flow.
Mm.
Lacquer thinner.
This is a lot harder for you than it should be, Scott.
It's awful. Ohio wines are pathetic.
Okay.
Terrible.
Yes, but they're my state, awful. So you're offending me right now.
You should be offended.
I know.
Ohio wines should
Scott
offend
thinks
you.
He's better than
I
us because he's wearing an international soccer
are
shirt.
Are you suggesting that you're too good
yeah.
to even acknowledge?
He is.
No, I have had a decent Ohio
so,
white wine.
And you know what I noticed?
It's not even making
he was pro North Carolina
yeah,
and
is.
Now anti-Ohio.
It's strange. Strange.
It's funny how a game will make you play certain ways.
So what is your argument?
That Ohio wines suck.
Oh, that's well done. Well done.
I mean, that's it.
You did a good job there. Okay, so.
I might win just because of that.
A con
shit.
Argument.
Oh, no, you've already rested on the topic,
the
you moron.
Winery and Lake Erie. Where people died when the freaking deck fell off into Lake Erie.
Oh, yeah. Why are you laughing talking about
nobody
that?
Nobody actually died. People were injured, though.
I think
laugh.
They died, Scott.
No, nobody died.
Someone
and
died.
That one
nobody
winery
died.
By us closed.
There were broken legs.
Which one?
Hidden Lakes.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a pro argument.
They do like a coffee wine slushy.
Yes, actually.
Did.
That yeah. was a pro argument.
Oh.
For Ohio wine, strangely enough.
So good do time. I win now?
Well, I'm not going to say who won, but let's just go on to Scott.
I'm going pro.
Okay.
Pro.
I hope you get the Prince of
Peace. What's that?
The topic is cat wine.
Cat wine.
Oh.
I, you know.
That's a good topic.
We have a wonderful history on the show.
We do.
And probably one of the top five cataclysmic events was the Cat Wine episode.
Oh, I drew a bow tie on him now. See that?
He really has nice. Become a character of lore.
He is.
Yeah, he's and our new intern.
On certain nights, when maybe we've had a little too much to drink, he, she, it might come to life. It winks at Rob occasionally, and it's disturbing to him.
No, you're disturbing to me.
He's learning to accept it. But the cat wine bottle, it's a glorious and historic part of the Wine Vault podcast. And I could do nothing but defend its honor and integrity to death do us part.
Well done, Scott. Well done. Now, the con argument to that.
So, I was pretty pro cat wine because I thought that each color was a different kind of wine.
That's true.
But I think it is stupid that most of the time it's what, white?
It's the same. No.
What was it?
A Riesling-like substance.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
If you filled the bottles through a garden hose, yes.
So that's another great point. They fill the bottles with the garden hose.
Well, it tastes like they fill it with the garden
hose. I have to admire how well they've been able to market it. Like, you can see their empty bottles being sold in the antique stores, which is weird as shit.
It's freaking great.
But
that's pro. That's a pro argument, I think. I think you're selling me. I think I get points for that.
But I do feel like the blue should be cab. Like, you know, something like that.
That is a good con argument. Yeah, I really am not one liking it now.
But I don't. That bothers me that they don't do different colors for different wines. Oh. But I do feel like they have a cult-like following.
Do they?
Us included.
Okay. And now, Becky, on the final round here, folks.
Oh, geez.
This is the final round?
Oh, you want to do two more? We'll do a few more.
I don't know.
Con.
Okay. Con.
What?
She's playing Trader into my hands, folks. Wine.
Oh, well, son.
Ooh.
Should I just specifically go to the rosé? Or?
That would be also Scott. And there's a separate one for that.
What is so funny is that this is like the natural. If you were picking a side, you would pick pro.
Yes, you would. And it's, by the way, Trader Joe's wine. You can't talk about fucking cheese or olives.
Yeah. And it says wine.
Oh.
Okay. Just wine.
You wrote this with crayon?
I did write all of them with crayon.
That's fantastic.
It was just, it's the subtle touches.
Most of the words are spelled correctly.
Yeah, they
are. That's good.
A couple of them aren't.
You pulled your dictionary out. I'm proud of you.
Did you know that when you write enough with a crayon, it dulls down? It kind of pissed me off when I'm trying to write at angles. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's like they're made for coloring, not for writing. Mm. So what are your con arguments?
I don't think she has any. She said plenty of time.
Not
it's
true.
My turn.
So I listened to a Trader Joe's podcast.
That's what?
And they have...
You have way too much time on your hand.
I
love you.
35-minute commute every day. 40-minute commute every
not
day.
Long enough.
Not long enough.
If you had to commute to Japan in a car, that might make...
Anyways, it's like 15 minutes.
And I'd wait till you hit the ocean, and then
so
your car would...
product.
Oh, yeah. Product. Thing. They talk about like the origin. They talk about all the different foods they make. Whatever. So they have a wine panel at Trader Joe's. Right. So they all have to drink it, and they all have to agree on it to put it on the sales floor.
I don't think they're doing their job.
And you know what else? They said sometimes we might taste 100 wines at a time.
They pour it all into one bucket and just dump it on themselves?
So knowing that the shit that they sell, it's even more outrageous. I know that it's like super, super cheap, but it tastes super cheap. For example.
Not all of it's super, super cheap.
A lot of it is. When we had that rosé, which was what, $5? $6?
$7. Yeah, but it was
it
2 years
$7.
Old. That was their organic label.
It's $6.99.
That's their premium label.
Okay, so it was a $7 wine. I couldn't even taste anything in it. I don't know how many people were on the panel. Maybe 10 people, let's say.
Okay.
So 10 people tasted that wine from Trader Joe's and said, yes, let's put this on the sales floor.
Well, Charles Shaw probably gets a buy because nobody wants to taste that to begin with. But They're just like LinkedIn.
So I'm pro. This is easy. People love.
She's not done.
Oh.
Then my sister and I were at Trader Joe's. And what wine was I looking for? You told me you were like, see if they have this
Pontificus.
Wine. Yes. Pontificus. So they had a person in the wine section, which is like.
Person.
4x4. I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl. So they had a person in the wine section.
It's a pretty section. Good
wine section.
Okay. They've got the two aisles.
It's not your turn yet.
Up from the four by four section.
We were in that little baby section.
The
and
red.
I said, I'm trying to find Pontificus. My husband wanted to know if I could, if I found it, bring it home. They didn't know where it was. And they couldn't even tell me the area that it would be in. So it was arranged like, I think Italian, maybe cab, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even know what area it would be in. And they not only did they not know what area it would be in, they didn't have any tools to look at to help them. So it's not like they could look at a book and be like, oh, this is in New Zealand. Let me look in this wine.
Nobody
this
said
is
they
a
could
cab.
Read.
Let me look here. So it ended up just being me and my sister and this poor wine person looking for Pontificus, and we finally found it. I think Rob was like, put me on FaceTime and I'll find it. And you did.
Back wall, bottom right.
Yeah, that actually is where it is. Back wall, bottom right.
Back wall, bottom right. So I think she loses points because that's not about wines. That's about their organization and the wine selling person. That's
are
not
you
fair.
The are you the judge?
She's out of sir, I contest that that is not on the topic.
Scott, it's part of the wine experience at Trader Joe's.
Oh,
it
so
does
it was Trader
in.
Joe's wine experience.
I do think that I could make that argument to Robin get points, but I don't think you can make it to Robin get points.
That's very astute, and that gets more points. Go ahead, Scott. Talk about your bullshit pro stuff.
Freaking ethics.
We're
going to have
so
an
delicious.
Ethics review.
Oh, please.
No, this is easy.
No, it's not.
People love Two-Buck Chuck.
No, they don't.
It's not good. People love it.
No, they don't. Mongoloids like Two-Buck Chuck.
No.
Like
if you give Two-Buck Chuck a case of it, a mixed
it's
case of it.
Tastes like shit. It's terrible.
People like it.
No, they don't.
You're wrong. We don't like it. Two.
I don't consider those people, okay?
I did have the current vintage of that organic rosé.
Oh, fuck you.
And it's actually
it's not
pleasant.
It's got minerality.
It's pleasant.
It's not.
It's you're wrong. You haven't tasted it.
Why would I want to?
It's pleasant.
Scott, I haven't tasted toilet bowl cleaner, and I know that's not good either.
Here's the last thing about Trader Joe wines.
Go ahead.
We have had some that we've liked.
What one? Pontificus.
Pontificus.
That's one.
That's one.
One.
Well, there's some that they sell that you can buy elsewhere. Actually,
yeah. They just happen to have them on the shelves randomly. It ain't Grifon.
Actually, you had Grifon at my house several years ago, and you relatively enjoyed it. You said it was okay. But I'll buy Barolos there. And they're decent.
No, they're not, Scott.
Yes, they're decent.
Scott, I remember we had their Chateauneuf from there?
It was not good.
No, it was not good at all. And I didn't know if you were serious when you said you liked Grifon, so I was trying to be nice to you. That's me being nice.
Not true. You're never nice.
No, I'm not being nice right now. let's move on to the next round because you done lost that.
Oh.
Are you going to be pro or con?
Pro or con, Scott. But it's a very close game.
Last one.
Well, yeah, we need two more because we can't start from even.
Con.
Con. We'll do the lightning round.
And Triple B doesn't know about Dr. Vinny.
Oh, you picked Dr. Vinny out again?
I picked Dr. Vinny. And I'm not doing con.
Okay. So this is con.
Shit, I meant to be pro.
Is it Prince of Pinot?
What is it?
Wente Wines.
Oh.
You know, the problem with Wente Wines, they just have this limited portfolio that no one can keep up with. That,
Do you want to make the pro argument?
No, he had his opportunity.
No,
I'm just saying, instead of me doing it, do you want to do it?
I like Wente wines. I've had two Wente wines. I would love them both. We've got a Wente in the Hall of Fame. We like Wente.
It's a value price Hall of Fame.
Still. Two experiences, wonderful.
Where did you all find that?
Any place.
Oh,
yeah,
anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. I think.
I could argue con.
My only con is that I wasn't there when you all drank it.
Ooh. Yeah, you've had it, though.
And, yeah, we did have it one night, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. I think we all bought the Southern Hills on occasions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice wine for 14
probably
bucks.
Probably the first wine was something that we rated a 12. And then you all, I went upstairs to bed and you all had Wente.
You had the Sandstone Merlot, I think.
Oh, I have.
Mm-hmm.
A delight.
Yep. Riva Ranch Chardonnay. The Fog Mountain Chardonnay.
The Morning Fog.
All right.
Morning Fog, honestly, we like the Morning Fog.
Ooh.
In retrospect, it's a night, really nice white wine.
Mm. So, on the
I
last
love that
round,
you put it in there and you were like, I can't even.
Yeah, it's not.
On to the last round, it's Becky. She's going to choose and say pro or con, folks. It's a very close game.
It's a very close game. Yeah, only because you lack integrity. Nepotism.
Con.
Can't believe.
I'm so happy.
Con. What is it?
Trump wines.
Oh, Trump wines.
Go.
You got to be pro. Well,
I am pro. Go ahead, dear.
Oh, and this is the wine, mind you, not the politics or spray tan. Or lusting after his daughter.
He's wagging his finger at his better half.
Or the treasonous, you know, elements to him.
She's,
it's just
she's
the wine.
Looking hard. She's trying to manipulate the scoring. There's a tunnel vision going on. This is difficult.
I'm trying to decide what angle to go from.
Mm.
Because when we tried the wine, it was a gift to you. Someone gave it to you?
Yeah, someone did give it to you.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
And remember, the con can be anything. I mean, it can be. It can be.
Okay.
Hey, you.
The con is that it's named after.
It's keeping it down the middle, man.
Truly the worst leader that the United States has ever had. Well, one of the worst leaders in the world. So that's the con. If they cared at all about the winery, then they would just come up with a different name for it and just call it the Virginia wine.
They do own it. I mean,
I know. But it has his hideous name all over it, and I will never drink a bottle or pay for a bottle again.
Ooh.
Ever. Not again. I never paid for it, but I'll never drink another bottle again.
Mm.
Pro.
We
have never wanted to dislike a wine more than we wanted to dislike that wine.
You better not give him a point for Trump wine.
And folks, it was good. It wasn't just okay. It was good.
But he
doesn't
have his hand in it at all.
And particularly for a Virginia wine,
yeah.
This wasn't a California cab. This was a Virginia cab.
It was a cab. That's what I was going to
ask. It was good. Somebody knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And made a really nice representative wine.
It was a little douchebag son, Eric. He knew what he was doing.
No.
All right. Well, okay, here we go, folks. I'm going to give the scores, tell you where we're at. The first round was Becky chose con and selling your name. The winner of that round was the unlicensed taxi driver.
Because you have no morals.
No, that's not true.
No, it's okay to...
Round two.
I gave so many facts, though. I gave Kim Crawford selling their name. I gave Mary Edwards.
I never agreed with you when you originally said it.
But you know what? You should have given points like pardon the interruption. I gave facts and I gave statistics.
You did. And Scott just did better. Stop.
He didn't give any. Go ahead.
He did a fine job. And I'm anti-Scott.
It's because you agree with.
No, that's not true. Okay. Second round was pro-Scott. He went for that. And this was the North Carolina wine, as you remember.
Yeah.
Scott did a very poor job, and Becky won that.
Okay.
Third round, Becky and pro. And this was the Ohio wine section. Now, Scott's argument was completely incoherent and stupid. Therefore, Becky somehow won.
Oh, bullshit. Ohio wines suck.
Well, that was well done, Scott. Very well to articulate it. Round four, cat wine. Mm-hmm. It was pro Scott. And Scott won that round because he was emotionally connected to the wine.
Aww. I am. I'm still very emotional.
Now, round five, Con, Becky, and it was Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. Becky won that round.
Okay.
Now, the next round was Con, Scott, and Wente. Neither one of you did a particularly good job, so I said...
Wait, I got pro. She gave me pro.
He gave both. He did both the pro and the con.
So, did the pro.
So, no, you got the con.
But then she said you can do the pro if you want.
That's why you, neither one, got any points on that. It was a push.
Okay.
And so then the last one, Trump...
I forget what the score is.
Right now, it is 3-2 and 1 tie. That doesn't count. So 3-2, Becky leading.
Okay.
With one questionable score.
If you...
No high wines, I won.
If you make us tie on Trump wine, I'm going to lose my shit.
Well, round seven, Trump wine. Becky made more of a political argument. And Scott was right. It was a very good Cabernet. From a wine perspective, Scott did win round seven, tying them.
Gross.
3-3. Now... Here's the option. You guys can accept the tie or have one last round to determine the winner.
Or you can revisit your Ohio score because Ohio wines suck.
It's not about whether or not they suck. It's about the argument.
No, there was no pro. You lacked integrity. I totally tore apart her argument on bringing Ohio wines in from Hakko Valley.
Scott, for being verbally abusive.
I know, that's not abusive. I know you believe and you think you did that, but... You did not.
Know.
Well, yes, they know that you're a wackadoodle, but still.
No, they know that Triple B hated that Hocking Valley wine.
Well, Scott.
And could not possibly be supportive of it.
Scott, for the final round, pull out a card. Pro or con?
Say it before you look at it.
Yep.
I'm flowing my locks backwards.
You don't have
con.
To. Con, Scott. I hope it's what I hope it is. What is it?
I'm so nervous.
What is it? I had nothing to do with it.
Is it Turley?
I couldn't read it.
What is it? What is it? No. Pull it out.
Let me look.
I want to do pro on
no,
that one.
No.
Oh, it's underneath this chair.
I don't know. Scott, put it back down. You have to do it. I dropped that one too. You have to do it. It's the rules. And it's not my fault.
It is your fault.
What is it? Con.
Gamay was this one. And then Burgundy was the other one.
So you have to do con, which one? Burgundy?
Gamay.
He has to do con.
Why don't you let me pick, since he can't?
I can't pick.
All right, Becky, you go ahead. Scott's worthless. What were you wrong? What were you going to say wrong about those? Burgundy, that's overpriced.
That's why he threw it down, because he couldn't come up with an argument.
It's con.
I could do con on Burgundy. I didn't do con on Gamay.
Irregular. It's often used in Nouveau, which is shit.
I'll pick pro.
Pro.
I don't know this.
What is it?
Barroso.
All right, put it back in. That is an Australian thing. Pro Becky. There were two, and I should have. You know that one.
Folks, Unlicensed is challenging the results of this contest. Please write in to the Wine Vault.
Pro.
In support of the Unlicensed driver.
What is this? What are you doing here?
Oh, I don't want to suck, folks.
Petite Syrah.
Oh. And you're pro or you're con?
Pro.
Fuck you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's so rough for you. Okay, go ahead, Becky.
Okay. So Petite Syrah.
Depends how you do it.
On its own is very full-bodied. It has... some really nice features like black fruits. It's not sweet. It has tannins,
mm-hmm.
oaking, all things that we all love and enjoy. Scott even made a reference to the Turley Petite Syrah and just being truly exceptional.
Mm.
Not only is Petite Syrah great on its own, but then they often add it to other wines to give it more body, depth, color, darkness. So I feel like Petite Syrah is almost like the all-star of wines because it's fantastic on its own, but then they bring it in. It's like the, what's the fourth batter called in baseball?
The cleanup?
Yes. It's like the cleanup wine because it's great on its own, but then it also comes in to like boost other wine and give it a little extra edge.
Gross exaggerations.
Well done. Oh my God.
And here's the point the only point that needs to be made.
Oh, really? Is it Petit Sirah sucks?
Rob the wine guy hates Petit Sirah.
It's not true.
Hates Petit Sirah.
I don't. I hate thinks Red Rock Petit Sirah.
Thinks it's a joke, and you should never buy Petit Sirah as a single grape varietal wine.
It'll be interesting to see what he scores this Petit Sirah.
There you go. Are you going to stay true to your roots, true to your integrity? And you have
it's
gone on record and
that.
Saying, why would you buy a Petit Sirah?
I would like you for even, you to produce that record.
You even, it's in the podcast.
Okay, name the episode, dum-dum.
Name any of the episodes. This episode, you even said, I don't normally buy Petit Sirahs.
I never said that. I have. Oh, I hell, Lord. I even bought Earthquake Petit Sirah, for Christ's sake.
How dare you?
Well, obviously, Becky won that. And so Becky is the winner of the first inaugural Pro
Again,
the con.
Right in, call in.
Do you want me to add these back or no?
This contest is...
Okay. Actually, set them aside. That way I'll know. I'll add new ones as it goes along. But okay. I want to get down into
We're
the bottom.
We're riding into the commissioner. And
I am the commissioner,
who would
dumbass.
Be the commissioner?
I am.
Video results.
Scott, think of me as God.
I love that. That was a delight.
I'm glad you like that game.
Of
Good.
Of course you do.
So, folks, the champion is Becky.
Whenever I saw Prince of Pinot and I hadn't picked Pro, it was a little bit devastating.
That's
I feel
the
like my
point.
Win is a little bit tainted.
That's the genius, well, if there's genius, of the game. It's the cleverness. So.
That's the cleverness?
But it certainly wasn't you.
No,
oh, wine suck. So,
wine suck.
Well, that's true, but nevertheless.
It's simple. Oh, now it's true.
Well, you lost. We're going to take a break, folks.
Folks, you see what I have to deal with.
Yep. And we'll be right back here on the Wine Bowl. And we're back, folks. So, Scott's still emotional and angry and bitter because he lost. But nevertheless, he did a fine job occasionally. You won on Trump. You did pro-Trump and you won. But then again, it seemed very natural to you, mind you. Yeah. So, the 17 McManus Family Vineyards Petit Sirah.
What are we going to do with this?
We're going to review it. But we're going to start off with the Triple B. She's going to give it a numerical score.
So I am really torn on this between an 87 and an 88.
Oh,
okay.
It is full-bodied. I can't find the tannins in it. I know you all said you found them, but for me, I'm not really able to find them. Hmm. The nose is great. The oaking is like almost like the icing on the cake for me. It's just a really nice finish. It's not like
it does have
much.
A good finish.
Yeah, it's just a nice, pleasant thing. I wish there was more. I wish there were more tannins. I wish there was more nut oaking. But I wish there was just more body, more in the body.
Just more.
It. Yeah.
Just more.
And like Scott said, I now want to drink more out of their portfolio, which is, I feel like, such a compliment to the wine that they've made.
What more can you say than that? I want to try more McManus products.
Yeah. For $11.99.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at an 87. I don't know that I can go 88. But it was a very nice wine. Absolutely recommended. I do think it belongs in the Value Hall of Fame.
By the way, that would make you the least interesting person at a party if you said, I'd like to try more McManus products. Because then you'd be talking to Steve Bodie.
Unless Steve Bodie was there.
He would get you in the corner, man. He'd be like, yeah, so let's talk about this, man. See, I've been saying for years, it's so undervalued.
Yeah. And I think
I quoted
I'm really tore
said,
up about giving
said,
it an
get
87.
Me in the corner.
But an 87 is a good score.
It is a good score, especially at the price.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
it's a very good score.
Yeah.
And what is your score, Scott? Do you undervalue it?
I'm between an 86 and an 87.
You're undervaluing it.
The only reason I'm going to go 87 is because it's so easy to drink. Mm-hmm. It is an easy drinker.
Yep.
Definitely recommended for the Value Price Hall of Fame. I think this is, if for our listeners, this can teach you what Petite Sirah can be on the Petite Sirah light kind of sort of way.
It's a starter Petite Sirah.
There you go. And that's what we do on this show.
Assuming that you were interested in finding out what Petite Sirah tastes like.
And here comes his negativity.
Why? I'm just saying. Assuming that you wanted to go down that road.
This is also the first
But you
one.
Wouldn't want to go down that road, would you, Rob?
No, I because brag on Petite Sirah because you act like a freaking douche about it.
That was bragging on Petite Sirah?
No, because you won't shut up about them. It's so great. I got to order this Stag's Leap. And it's not any good. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to order it. And it's like $80.
The only thing I refuse about.
This is the first wine in a long time where we've all drank two glasses.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the last
one. Oh, no. This is gone. And we all contributed. I mean, I might have contributed more. But the 87. By the way, folks, I also wrote down 87 a while ago because this is an 87.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's a good score.
Yeah.
It's an excellent wine, especially at the price. For all those out there, give this wine a try, and it will show you a little bit about what Petite Sirah is about. Mm-hmm. The good side. Now, obviously, there's a bad side out there. I would drink this way before I would drink Bogle. And Bogle actually has a little bit of a claim to their Petite Sirah.
Well,
I think this Bogle is a little bit more leaner, and it's a little more focused on the graphite, old school. This is a little bit more inviting.
This is better. Period. End of discussion.
As an overall wine, it is. Yes. That maybe as a traditional Petite Sirah.
It's more representative.
Maybe. But as a wine, a drinking wine, something that you would actually want to consume. And last time I had Bogle Petite Sirah was on the night of the 16 presidential election. So that might also have something to do with my
So it's your
the
fault.
Nightmare that we've all been living.
Well, I don't have it doesn't resonate positively in my mind, perhaps. But, you know, nevertheless, it's the same price as this. But if you can find this, buy this and drink this.
Let's talk about something else real quick.
No.
If we were talking, I said, hey, Rob, you know what we need to do?
What?
We need to drink more Petite Sirahs from Lodi.
I probably wouldn't be down with that. Probably because it'd be like petite. See, those are the ones you bring. Like the Michael David shit. With the elephant on it?
Yeah.
That sucked ass. But it's the winery that's doing it. See, normally, it's not the grape. It's not that. It's the wineries that are doing it. They're doing kitschy shit. And they're employing Petite Sirah. I don't like when they use Petite Sirah in the way that they use it. And they're pumping shit up and making something a horrendous, you know, elephant man. And that's what they're making out of some of these wines. They're turning them into elephant men. And they're awful. But that's not necessarily the varietal's fault. That's the dipshit clown motherfuckers that are making the wine to begin with.
Hey, what are you saying?
They don't even have Petite Sirah. They don't even do that. They just urinate in the damn barrel and call it a wine.
What do you have against elephant men?
They look weird. That's why. So, 387s. It is a Value Price Hall of Fame. And guess what, McManus? You don't get a tip of the cap yet. We have to... We have to replicate these results.
I give him a tip of the cap. This is well done.
And we're going to, as soon as you give me a second wine that I like, I'll give you a tip of the cap. You don't get it.
You
right
could
now.
At least.
I'm going to give you a subtle nod. Just a little nod. A little head tilt nod.
Maybe adjust your cap?
No.
Not a tip.
Not
don't
a tip,
tip
yet.
It. No. Don't tip it up. No. Just kind of adjust it.
No, I'm not going to do neither one of those things. But I'm going to give you a subtle nod, and I'm watching you. I think you have promise, and I think you are undervalued. So,
actually, after you had your first sip of this, you went and you got a cap and put it on. So that's close to a tip of the cap.
That's a fair point, but I didn't tip it.
Actually, you kind of did.
Maybe I did. There you go. Tip of the cap.
Oh, he tipped it, folks.
It's a good wine, though. Good job, McManus. We're going to try you again.
A Lodi Petite Sirah.
And I know all
this
of you
well done.
Are very excited about McManus because, you know, why couldn't you be excited about the name McManus?
You know what about McManus Petite Sirah,
I
Rob?
No.
It's undervalued.
It is so undervalued. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Pro and Con Champion, Triple B.
What about Steve Bodie?
Go fuck yourself, Steve Bodie. We're going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.